Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I don't know if I'm going to get through it. I've got so much to say today, so much information to bring to you. I will do the best I can. Our topic, and I'm not pleased with this, war signs like I've never seen before. Let me say it again. War signs like I've never seen it before. Now, I grew up after World War II. I was born in 53. I'm 70 years old, so I've not seen this. I've never seen war signs like I'm about to show you today. And I'm not just quoting from American sources. I'm going to go over and show you from a Russian source that actually is a website that puts it up in Russian. I have to translate it to get it down to English. But I'll show you what the Russians are saying. And they are furious. They are threatening nuclear war on America in words almost that direct and strong. Okay, so let's start. Now, by the way, this is only news from May 29 to June 2, 3 days. These are all articles in the last 3 days. Moscow warns that NATO is preparing for a nuclear strike on Russia. What? I've never heard that. Never before in my life. NATO is preparing for a nuclear strike on Russia. That's what Moscow says. NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is preparing for a nuclear strike on Russia, and it seems content to push Russia to its limits. In other words, we, the West, NATO and America, are the ones egging this on. NATO intelligence operations close to the Russian border are on the horizon. Forces of the alliance are intensifying military training in which they work out military scenarios against the Russian Federation, including nuclear strikes on our territory. Russian officials have previously criticized NATO's nuclear sharing scheme, under which some American weapons are stored in non-nuclear nations, including Belgium, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, and Turkey. Moscow responded to Cameron by saying that if British weapons, this is important, but listen carefully. If British weapons are used by Ukraine in this war against Russia, that it will attack the UK. I've never seen that in my lifetime. Let's read it again. If British weapons are used by Ukraine in this war against Russia, that it'll attack the UK. Now, why are they saying that? Because the NATO, and the Brits' weapons that they're sending to Ukraine, apparently, several other articles have said this, the Ukrainians don't have the Ukrainian smarts to run them. Not only that, but there's a big gap between English and the Ukrainian, which is a cryptic language. And so they can't seem to aim them. Okay, so if the Ukrainians can't run the weapons the West is giving them, who do you suppose is aiming them? Who do you suppose is pushing the button? It's not Ukrainians. Well, Russia's not stupid. They know exactly what's going on, and they're not going to tolerate it. So they're going to take these attacks coming from Ukraine. In other words, it's saying if British, American, or NATO, wherever they come from, if those weapons wind up on Russian soil, Russia will then not just attack Ukraine, they will attack NATO, US, Brits, wherever they came from. Well, that is only fair, right? The die has been cast. What does that mean? It means the decision has been made. The Russians, by the way, this is from Russia. This is a Russian site. I have to translate this from Russian into English. The die has been cast. In other words, the decision's been made. The Russians have issued a nuclear map of Europe. What does that mean? It means that they are now targeting all NATO bases on European soil. What does that mean? It means that they are entering launch codes. Maybe that's not the right term. They're entering maybe GPS coordinates. That's probably the correct term. In other words, they're aiming their missiles at places inside European soil. Now, it's not just going to stop there. It's talking about America and the Brits, too. Now, Moscow is talking about nuclear deterrence measures, which means permanent deployment of nuclear weapons and targeting of NATO bases across Europe. Did you catch that? That's permanent. In other words, they have aimed their missiles at NATO. And if they're done NATO, it's also America, the Brits, and others. Let's go on. So what the Russians are broadcasting in detail is, where are U.S. tactical nukes deployed in Europe? Currently, about 100 U.S. tactical nuclear weapons are intended for the battlefield, and it goes on to list them, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, Italy, and Turkey. At the same time, as reported by Moscow-based journalists, the Russians are warning that the U.S. and NATO not to place nuclear weapons in European soils, otherwise they will be forced to take nuclear deterrence. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you throw dust on us, we're going to throw dust on you. You kick dust on our feet, we're going to kick dust on your feet. If you take a swing at us, we're going to take a swing at you. You throw a rock at us, we're going to throw a rock at you. That's what they're saying. And that's warfare. And it's generally the way it is. If you throw a small rock at me, I throw a bigger rock at you. And so Russia's only doing, in return, what NATO and the West is doing to Russia. Now, again, let me just say, I mean, I'm not a Russian fan here, but Russia, America, the Western allies were fighting against the Nazis. Well, Nazism came from Ashkenazi, and Ashkenazis originated in the general region of Ukraine and Kazakhstan and that area. That's where the word Nazi came from. So it graduated from Ukraine over to Switzerland, then went over to Germany, and that's who we were fighting in World War II. And Russia was fighting the Nazis in World War II. Now, the same thing. But now today, Russia is still fighting the Nazis. But America, well, we've switched sides. We are now on the side of the Nazis. When we support Ukraine, we are supporting the Ashkenazis, the Kazakhstans, or the Khazarian Mafia. We are supporting the very den of the devil. We are on the wrong side. Go on, Stan, that's enough. We will do so if the U.S. goes ahead with plans to destroy short and medium range nuclear weapons in the new countries that do not currently exist, especially in European countries. His country considers the planned supply of F-16 fighter jets capable of carrying nuclear weapons to Ukraine as a message from NATO. They are trying to tell us that the U.S. and NATO will not stop anywhere in Ukraine. Okay, now, an article I'm about to get to here is about to say that the Ukrainians can't learn to fly the F-16. There's a language barrier. There's also, they just aren't smart enough to do it. And Biden is only sending the F-16 jets that are capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently there's two kinds of F-16s. The one F-16 that carries the normal weapons. The other F-16 is the one that carries only nuclear weapons. And guess what Biden is sending to Ukraine? The second one. The F-16s they're sending are only the F-16s that carry nuclear weapons. One now, in Russia, when they see an F-16, immediately they're going to assume, rightly so, that it's carrying a nuclear weapon. And they're going to take that as a threat, even if it's in the air, even if it hasn't dropped anything. They're going to take that as a threat, that could be a nuclear weapon, and rightfully so. However, we hope that the Russia-Belarus military gymnasiums and the use of non-strategic nuclear weapons currently taking place will bring our adversaries to their senses. So what's Russia trying to say? They're trying to say, you know, we don't really want a war. We don't want to really attack the West. But if you don't straighten up, if you don't start flying right, if you don't quit kicking sand on us, if you don't quit throwing rocks, we're going to retaliate. And we know that we can defeat your defenses. We know, as Russians, this is what they're saying, the Russians, we know that we can defeat the West. So if I were you, I'd calm down and start behaving. And we're not. Our adversaries sense this by reminding them that the further devastating consequences of any further nuclear escalation, they're threatening war. Lavrov, okay, now he's the spokesman for Russia, said that Russia may take further nuclear deterrence measures if the U.S. deploys medium and short-range missiles in Europe and Asia. So this is U.S. nuclear weapons in Europe. This is where they're located. And I'll let you look at it here. But the point is, so Russia is being threatened. Next article, Moscow says, NATO falls into a war trance and increases escalation level. Again, this is what the Russians are saying. This is a Russian news site. Not only is NATO directly involved in a confrontation with Russia, but it is also now falling into a war trance, Kremlin says. The Russian official was reacting to statements by NATO Secretary General who have advocated lifting restrictions on Ukraine's, listen to this carefully, lifting your restrictions on Ukraine's use of Western weapons so they could also be used against targets in Russia. And Russia has openly said, look it, if your Russian or if your missiles from NATO, from Germany, from the Brits, from the Americans, we don't care who, if your missile parts wind up in Russian soil, then we're not going to just attack Ukraine. We're going to attack the people that made them. And again, they understand, they're smart. Okay? If we think the Russians are stupid, we are making a grave mistake. Stoltenberg, now this is the guy that runs NATO. Stoltenberg's comments should be seen as the official position of the entire U.S.-led military bloc and that Russia will respond accordingly. Americans are not paying attention. We don't believe it. NATO increases the level of escalation. NATO flirts with war rhetoric and falls into a war trance. This is the reality we continue to face. This is what the Russians are saying. In other words, NATO, America, you better back off, Jack. Russia is saying, America, or NATO, if you don't back off and stop threatening us with nuclear weapons, we will attack first in a surprise nuclear attack and destroy you in 1 hour. Now, that's me saying this is their interpretation. They didn't say it in those words. I want to be clear on that. And these are the scriptures talking about 1 hour. In other words, can a nation be destroyed in 1 hour? Absolutely. Revelation 18, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. Continuing with the article. Poland buys missiles with a 1,000-kilometer effective range from the U.S. Okay, in other words, Poland is getting missiles from the United States that are capable of hitting inside Russia. That's what it's saying. €677 million to increase the capabilities of the Polish armed forces to counter the potential threat from Russia. The war in Ukraine showed the importance of being able to launch missiles against targets very far from the front line, and the range of the missiles to be acquired is about 1,000 kilometers. Poland has rapidly increased its defense budget, which now stands around 4% of GDP, the highest among any NATO member. Again, this is the Russians talking. U.S. changes doctrine, and that they're flirting with the idea of a limited nuclear conflict with Russia and China. This is what the Russians are saying that America is doing. They're loading Virginia-class submarines with nuclear missiles. So probably we're doing that, and we probably think that the Russians don't know about it, and we are probably making a really big mistake. The article goes on to say, Washington is considering deploying nuclear-armed cruise missiles on Virginia-class attack submarines to deter China and Russia. U.S. lawmakers have recently focused on how to modify the Virginia-class attack submarines to install nuclear-launched cruise missiles. Well, I thought they already had them on there, but I'm not a military guy. So anyway, this SLCM is a low-yield nuclear warhead, war cruise missile launched from surface ships or attack submarines. And it was scrapped by the President Joe Biden, oh yeah, that's right, as an excessive and costly solution. That's right, we don't want to have the ability to take out the Russians if they attack us, do we? To achieve operational capability of the SLCM by 2034. Well, you know, it'll be all over by the crying by then. Article goes on, Moscow says the limited use of nuclear weapons in no way reduces the risk of an all-out nuclear war, but rather invites it. Okay, the Russians are right. They're saying you can't use a small nuclear device and think you're not going to start a war. But that's exactly what America is acting like it's believing. According to Russian military doctrine, such actions are considered to justify the use of nuclear weapons by Russia in retaliation. Let me read it again. According to Russian military doctrine, such actions of using limited or low-yield nuclear devices are considered justification to start a war. That's what they're saying. In May, the Russian Foreign Ministry warned NATO not to deliver F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, as the warplanes could carry low-yield B-61-12 nuclear bombs. Moscow said that it would treat Ukraine's F-16s as nuclear weapon systems, regardless of model, and would consider their development a deliberate provocation. Their deployment, excuse me. In other words, we send F-16s to Ukraine, and they're going to consider that sending nuclear weapons. They have to. They don't know exactly what we're doing. China has, and by the way, apparently, as you read what the Russians are saying, somebody's lying. Either the Russians are lying or Biden's lying. Now, who do you think is lying? Well, based upon past experience, we don't know if the Russians are lying, but we pretty much know Biden's lying. Okay, so just about everything Biden does is wrong. So probably the Russians are telling the truth. China has also repeatedly criticized Washington for shifting to low-yield nuclear weapons as a return to the Cold War era. Now, we haven't heard that America has been preparing to use low-yield, or what they call tactical nuclear weapons, which are, some say they're about half the power of what Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Others say it's about the same. And you might be thinking, well, that's not a low-yield nuclear weapon. Well, actually it is, compared to what they have today, that are 250 times more powerful than the most powerful weapon ever used in Japan. Anyway, so plans to build nuclear submarines in Australia is a breach of non-proliferation principles. The point so far is America is throwing sand, kicking sand, throwing rocks at the Russians, and the Russians are trying to be patient. They're trying to say, look, we don't want a nuclear war, but if you keep this up, that's exactly what you're going to get. And we're not paying attention. Again, this is war news, the Russian side. The U.S. is dangerously militarizing the Baltic. What? What is happening to the island of Gotland? So Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service warned on Thursday that top Swedish military officials were stoking an anti-Russian hysteria, it said, by trying to convince Swedes that Moscow has its eye on the Swedish island of Gotland, which is seen as a key control of the Baltic Sea. Moscow has insisted it has no plans to attack Sweden, which has now joined NATO, which a lot of people were against, by the way, and they're turning Gotland into a NATO stronghold. Well, what is Gotland? Okay, here's what Gotland is. Okay, so let's get an eyeball on what we're talking about. So here's Gotland, here's Moscow. In other words, if nuclear weapons are placed in Gotland, and apparently that's what America's planning on doing, and they haven't had them there in the past, apparently from the article, but now they're planning on it. So we're kind of at another Cuban Missile Crisis here. As you recall, now, and of course, people didn't get the whole story then, but what we were doing is putting missiles up close to Moscow. So Moscow said, okay, well, if you put missiles up close to us, then we need to put missiles up close to you. So they started moving missiles onto the island of Cuba. And in those days, JFK came out and said, we're not put up with you, you're going to move them, or you're about to start a nuclear war. They didn't tell us the rest of the story was, we had already placed nuclear missiles very close to Moscow. So once again, we were the one that started it. Well, now, apparently, based upon, you know, and here, it's like Leslie and I were talking the other day. I'm so sick and tired of being lied to. I just want the truth. I don't know. I don't know what the truth is. I don't know if Russia's lying or if Biden's lying. But again, if right now, if I had to pick Russia or Biden, who's telling the truth? Well, we know Biden's lied to us lots of times, trying to destroy our country and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We don't know if the Russians are telling the truth. We are lied to so much in this nation, we are a nation of liars. We're lied to so much, we don't know the truth. We don't know the truth when it hits us. And so we start wondering, well, what is the truth? Well, I'd like to be able to tell you the truth, but I don't know the truth. But I can tell you this. Just like Dmitry was told, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico will attack and defeat America in one day and one hour. Henry Gruber saw that from launch to detonation, the missiles took 60 seconds. There's no time for a warning. In other words, there's not even time to push the button to make the sirens yield or start wailing, and all of a sudden you're hit with a nuclear weapon. This is the start of that. And that's my point I'm trying to make today. I'm not going to get him probably halfway through what I got, but I will keep going. Same article, Russia's military presence in the Baltic is anything but negligible. The Russian Baltic fleet is based in some city there. Some 40 surface warships, from destroyers and frigates to corvettes and amphibious assault ships, and has approximately 25,000 personnel in its ranks. Now, on to the next one, Medvedev. Now, who's Medvedev? I think it's safe to say he's like number two in Russia, okay? If I'm correct, I think he used to be the president of Russia. I think I heard that someplace. Not an expert on Russia. Medvedev again warns NATO, stop what you're doing or nuclear consequences. Now, here's why we say that. Stop what you're doing or I'm going to bust you in the chops. Stop what you're doing or I'm going to bust you in the nose. But in war terms, you say, stop what you're doing or we're going to attack here with nuclear bombs. And that's essentially what Russia is saying. America, not listening. The deputy chairman of the Russian Federation Council tried desperately again. This is, I think, the third warning they've given. Again today, to warn the U.S. and NATO nuclear consequences if they continue the path that they're on against Russia. You keep doing this, and America, we're going to hit you. We're going to hit you. It's like a snake. If you keep ignoring that rattler, you're going to get bit. And America is ignoring the rattler. So Western countries that allegedly approved the use of their extended-range weapons on Russian territory, did you catch that? In other words, it's not just America. It's America, NATO, the Brits. They're sending weapons to Ukraine. The Ukrainians can't run the weapons, so that means that whoever made the weapons, be it NATO, Brit, America, whoever it is, has to send personnel into Ukraine. So even though it's fired from Ukraine, it's an American missile aimed by Americans. It's piloted by Americans, or it's guided by GPS by Americans, and it lands on Russian soil. Them's fighting words. That's what they're saying. Western countries that allegedly approved the use of their extended-range weapons on Russian territory, regardless of whether we're talking about old or new parts of our country, must clearly understand the following. And what's the following? One, all the military equipment and specialists fighting against us will be destroyed. So if they move to Ukraine, the Russians are going to destroy it. And that's being nice about it, because what they're also saying is we're about to start attacking the country that's sending it there. Two, Russia proceeds from the assumption that all long-range strike systems used by the former Ukraine are already directly operated by NATO military personnel, and this is not military assistance, but participation in the war against Russia. Such actions can very well become a casus belli. And I had to look that up. It's an act seen as justifying or causing a war. The Russians are trying to say, back off, Jack, and the West is not doing it. NATO will have to decide how to classify the, and by the way, what this really is the hand of God, because none of this would be happening. And by the way, Trump is not the solution either. What the solution is for America to repent, turn to Jesus, and you and I know that's not going to happen. But all of this is the hand of God. It must be approved by the courts of heaven, or none of this would happen. So this is actually the hand of God. NATO will have to decide to classify the consequences of possible retaliatory strikes on the equipment, objects, and military personnel of individual member countries in the context of Articles 4 and 5 of the Washington Treaty. What are they saying? They're saying, look, you guys got to decide. We're not going to put up with this. You keep attacking us, and we're going to do something about it. These are dangerous and harmful misconceptions. Such individual assistance from NATO countries against Russia, be it controlling their long-range missiles or sending a contingent of troops to Ukraine, is a serious escalation of the conflict. So, you send your bullets, you load the gun, You pull the trigger, just because you do it in Ukraine, is not getting you past anything. We're still going to attack you in Ukraine, but we're also going to attack you, the people that sent it. Ukraine and its NATO allies will receive a response from such destructive force that the alliance itself, listen carefully, simply will not be able to resist being drawn into the conflict. We're talking about an escalation. World War III started February 22, when Russia invaded Ukraine, and it's not going to stop till Jesus returns at Armageddon. This is just another escalation of it. The use of tactical nuclear weapons can also be miscalculated, it goes on to say. And this, alas, is not an intimidation or a nuclear bluff. So the Russians are saying, look, we're not bluffing here. We want you to listen to us. We want you to stop what you're doing, back up, and think about what you're doing, because we're going to take you out. And they know they can. And America should know that they can do it, because their 8 hypersonic missiles all got through Israeli defenses. The whole world was shocked over that, because they thought they could shoot down any. Yeah, they shot down the old stuff that they just fired off to get rid of. But the new stuff, American and Israeli forces in Israel couldn't stop it. And this, alas, is not intimidation or nuclear bluff. The current military conflict in the West is developing according to the worst possible scenario. There is a constant escalation in the power of application NATO weapons. Therefore, today, no one can rule out the transition of the conflict to its final stage, which is nuclear war. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America, started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government would be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and 2 of the countries will attack and defeat America in 1 day and 1 hour. So great riches will come to naught. And this is coming because Revelation 18 says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great, that's America, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. We won't listen, for she saith in her heart, I said a queen, and I'm no widow, and shall see no sorrow. We're too big to fail. Nobody can take out America. Jesus lifted America up. Jesus made America, and Jesus is going to take her out. Right now, I believe Jesus is embarrassed over the sins of America, because we're the one that holds the truth in unrighteousness. We're the one that's supposed to be taking the gospel to the world, and yet now we've turned into a nation of sinners and liars and sex addicts. So, yeah, he's going to show himself righteous to all the nations of the world by destroying America. Let me talk about our 3 sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy. Plan.